Michelle Obama is a what? By Nancy Grossman Samuel. Do you think that Michelle Obama is really a man? She asked as if she really wanted to know, as if this were a burning desire of hers to understand. What? I asked, incredulous at best, completely floored at most, and wondering, if I turned on Fox News, would I find out what this incredible story was about? But I would never do that because the question in and of itself is absurd. I suppose we could ask to see Molly and Sasha's birth records. They were delivered by a family friend of the Obamas who could have lied and said that these children were birthed from the body of Michelle Obama, but who could know if she was really telling the truth? If it were a lie, the Obamas probably paid off a lot of people to make sure the story stuck. This president is making me feel as if there is nothing at all I can rely on. There is nothing that is factual. Everything can and should be questioned, except for him and his family and his friends, and his decisions, and his statements, and his tweets, and his actions, and. I think I feel a little like I'm on a continual dose of acid or mushrooms or marijuana. I feel like we're doing the prequel to 1984 or Brave New World or The Giver or Fahrenheit 451 or some other dystopian novel with a vision of a future run by someone who feels that they have the right to determine what is true and what is right and how everything should be perceived. In some ways, perhaps this is a very, very good thing. Perhaps with all of this doubt and craziness, or what I perceive as craziness lying around, it'll be up to me, up to each of us, to see what feels right. And I say feels right because I think the most accurate judge of what is true and what is not true is our gut. And that is where I fall into another camp of crazies. So we all have our own crazinesses. There are those who will say no. We have to research everything and find out the truth about everything, and only then can we believe anything. There is nothing wrong with that, except that there are books and TV shows and news shows and a gazillion web pages that will prove I am right no matter what I believe. Many of them proclaim some of the most irrational, or what I have determined to me as irrational bullshit, excuse my English, but there are others who hold that these facts is gospel truth. I wish I had asked the person who asked me that crazy question about the veracity of Michelle Obama's gender, how she felt about it, what her gut told her. Michelle Obama is one of the most beautiful women I have ever encountered, both outside and inside. She is amazing in so many ways, but I have seen transsexuals and female impersonators who are also quite stunning. But my gut tells me Michelle is a woman, has always been a woman, and will always be a woman, unless, of course, she decides she wants to become a man. But if Barack were my husband, well, I doubt that would even be an option in her playbook.